I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for April 30th, 2026. In Kentucky, prize purses for winning horse races have risen sharply in recent years. For the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom, Justin Hicks reports those purses have been fueled mainly by the growth of in-state sanctioned gambling.
Data from Equibase shows that up until about 2020, the total prize purse in Kentucky routinely fell behind bigger states like California and New York. But now, Kentucky's prizes are the most lucrative in the country. Marshall Graham, an economics professor at Rhodes College, attributes it to an influx of profits from slot-style historical horse racing machines, part of which goes back into prize purses.
These tracks get a privilege of getting the revenues from these machines to support the purses and support the industry.
Last year, Kentucky gambling regulators reported $11 billion were bet on historical horse racing games. I'm Justin Hicks in Louisville.
The Kentucky Housing Policy Advisory Committee met in Frankfort on Tuesday and discussed some of the bills passed in the 2026 legislative session to address housing. One of the gains that Housing and Homelessness Coalition of Kentucky Executive Director Adrienne Bush noted was $5 million appropriated to the state's Affordable Housing Trust Fund over the next 2 years.
I think we are leaving this session in a better place than we were going into it in terms of priorities that have advanced and priorities that are teed up for advancing in the 2027 session.
Not all of the bills that housing advocates were hoping for passed, including a housing bill with many recommendations included. The committee will meet again this July. The top Democratic candidates vying for the nomination in Kentucky's U.S. Senate race met in Oldham County on Tuesday evening for a candidate forum. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman was there.
In a packed room in LaGrange, Oldham County Democrats listened to the top four Democratic candidates. A Democrat has not held a Senate seat in Kentucky in this century. But according to the Democrats vying for Senator Mitch McConnell's open seat, this is the year to change that. Charles Booker, who has twice before run for Senate, referenced polling that shows him leading the primary. He says he could take on a Republican challenger.
In the face of hatred and bigotry in our politics, we work together. And because we dare to step out.
Former Marine fighter pilot Amy McGrath, another familiar Senate candidate, says Republicans haven't gotten what they expected out of the Trump presidency, with a new foreign war and rising gas prices.
What we need is a Congress that has some guts. And you're going to have to flip the House and the Senate to do that.
And first-time politician and Louisville horse trainer Dale Romans is running as a moderate who can work with anyone in Washington.
You know, this is not what Republicans even voted for. This is a year that the blue wave can happen.
State Representative Pamela Stevenson, an Air Force colonel, was also at the forum Tuesday. Kentucky's primary is May 19th. I'm Sylvia Goodman in LaGrange.
A sheriff's deputy from Crittenden County died this morning after being shot in the line of duty earlier in April. In a release, the Crittenden County Sheriff's Office says 58-year-old Deputy Rick Cole died in his home from injuries he sustained from the April 2nd shooting. Cole was shot while on a call to serve emergency guardianship paperwork to a man in Sturgis, and the Crittenden Press reports he had been hospitalized since then. Kentucky State Police said earlier this month that the suspect, 60-year-old Ronnie Phillips, was killed during the shooting. Cole moved to Western Kentucky after serving 28 years in the Chicago Police Department. For the past 2 years, he was a resource officer at Crittenden County's middle school and high school. You can find more news and information at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.